When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Everyone ready?
Oh, no. We're doing another?
Are we fucked?
I got to drive home.
I got to piss.
Okay, go pee pee. You don't have to drive. We'll drive you home.
At least leave my truck here?
I mean, if you want to leave your truck here.
Your truck's safe
here. I can text one of your employees right now and tell them to come pick you up.
You don't have any of my employees' numbers.
I absolutely have a handful of your employees' numbers.
Who? Mayor doesn't count.
I don't have... Well... I don't have Mayor's number. David.
Oh,
Leslie. Leslie's assistant. I don't remember his name, but it's in my phone.
Oh, Darius. I don't even have Darius's number.
I have a bunch of your ex-employees' numbers.
I don't have any ex-employees. They stay with me for life.
Well,
one more for the road.
I mean, might as well, right?
Yeah.
Oh. Look, just sink off mine.
You have to do a shot.
No.
No!
Why do you have to do a shot?
No shots.
It's the Christmas episode, buddy.
We've done shots.
We're 14 drinks in.
You're three.
We drank at lunch.
I drank at lunch, too.
One.
You had two. You had two.
I had two.
I tried to be good, and I had one.
See? One. We had two. Batty, stop killing this! We gotta roll with it. Santa Claus, I thought you were merry and cheery.
Merry and cheery. I don't
see Brandon. There we gets go. It.
He knows.
I'm gonna join Brent.
He's just gonna.
I'm gonna join. I'm gonna join Brent. How much time you got?
Are we gonna be here for 20 minutes or 2 hours?
What do you need? You tell me what.
More
you
than just 20 minutes.
Okay.
Less than 2 hours.
Here we go. That's all. This is what I need.
What do you kick? Don't kick any cameras, Eli. I swear to God.
Daddy,
you ruin a camera.
Y'all don't. Wait,
what?
Y'all don't have a real fridge? That's
no.
It.
We have that fridge and then this fridge. Why? That's actually my fridge.
Do you think somebody lives here? Every fridge is this big.
Oh, I'm going to do what you're doing. May we have the whiskey, Batty?
Can I give this to you?
Can we bring the whiskey back?
Can I give this to you, Eli?
Hand it to Sir Brandon first.
Merry Christmas.
Ishki Baha, I believe.
No, Merry Christmas.
The water of life.
Do a pool.
I did.
Very good pool.
Thanks.
All right. Same pool as me, Matt.
Yep. Respect.
And then I'll hand it back to Batty.
Yeah. Give it to me. Give Santa his juice.
Keep it safe.
Give Santa his milk and cookies.
You want that one?
Well, let me see.
There's so many directions
you go with that.
What's the black mean?
Santa need milky, milky mommy. Milky.
There's whiskey in my nose.
Do you want one?
No.
I can make you one real quick.
It's cherry red now.
I just had one.
How? Wait, this is how we start the Christmas episode. How much for a drink? We're going to treat it like mana, but for demo. And
No, we're not.
I'm fine with this.
No, you're not.
How do you do that in a non-live format?
A mana?
Yeah.
What, are you going to pull out the credit card?
we literally just PayPal them from the unsub account.
Yo, here's the PayPal
what
unsub.
What are you talking about?
Oh, I thought you were trying to like get people from.
No, we're going to do it from our own PayPal account.
Who are you paying?
You.
I'm
you
in.
Can't afford us.
Wait, per drink?
Yeah.
How much is a drink?
Well, how much is a drink?
Oh, is this what we're doing?
Yeah. Wait, I like. Batty, shut the up.
The Uber home is only $30, so I know, can make some money.
Exactly.
Gotta come back tomorrow and get my truck, though.
That's fine. I'll pay for that. We'll have Batty drive it.
Perfect.
As a Santa Claus. This is great. I love this segment already.
Wow, Merry Christmas, mother.
What did you get for Christmas? An Uber.
Say hi to Eli. It's racially ambiguous and Batty. That guy's fucking ridiculous. Donut. That's harder to rhyme, but he's a really nice guy. Welcome to Unsubscribe.
Hey, guys. Thanks for watching the Unsubscribe Podcast. Make sure wherever you're listening or watching, whether it's on YouTube, Castro, Spotify, Apple, Google, Amazon, Podbean, Stitcher, or That's all of them. Please leave a comment, like it, thumbs up it, give it a rating of 5 stars, whatever you can do. It helps the podcast out immensely. And Donut and Eli will be very happy if you do that. And we want to make Donut and Eli happy today.
Yeah, for 5 stars on everything and a comment if there is possible, because we need to be at the top. Donut, say something motivating. And that's where the you come. That is.
Come subscribe. Do you remember the first time I ended up on Demo Ranch and I got dropped off by an Uber directly from the airport? And I was just like walking down your dirt.
Me too.
Yes.
I had like my little suitcase.
Y'all
like,
all did that? Wait, why?
Because I hadn't moved.
Somebody doesn't pick us up from the fucking airport.
Who are you looking at, me or him?
Or get, don't look at me.
Well, technically it was you this time.
Actually, I also Ubered to your house from the airport the first time we hung out, so.
I don't. Never mind, I'm a piece of shit.
All y'all motherfuckers.
Technically, I was here to hang out with you, but I had to be on Demo Ranch that day. But I also was like, well, I'm at the airport. I guess I'll just.
I don't remember it the first time y'all came.
Because you did remember. AR guys versus AK guys. And then like a week later, you're like, hey, dude, yes. I totally stole your shit. Do you want to come out and hang out on the ranch? I'm like, fuck yeah, dude. Yeah. Let's do it.
It was when I
remember doing like the Rambo 4 like long walk down the driveway. Like,
you literally,
fucking backpack.
I had my little wheelie suitcase in a backpack, and that mover was like, you want me to leave you here because the gates weren't up yet?
Which,
I had some weird Indian.
Which place
Uber.
Did you go to?
It was the new ranch.
Okay, yeah. He came at the old
ranch. I had a weird Indian Uber who didn't know where the fuck he was going. I'm like, just drop me off at the Whataburger. I'm pretty sure I could figure this out.
You walked all the way from Whataburger?
Yes.
Holy cow.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I was doing like the fucking homeless vet, like fucking
that's
backpack.
Far.
Yeah.
This is the new Brandon to YouTube.
God, dude, I can't remember who picked me. It was one of your guys was in a truck. They're like, Daddy?
Oh, yeah, you were just, that's right. I remember that.
I literally just
you were just walking down the road, down the dirt road. Yep, good times.
I was like, I hope this is the one, because there was nothing was built yet.
No,
there was no,
nothing was out there.
Yeah. Oh, this is fucking golden.
Crazy.
Okay, wait, so how much
like 2-3 years
for a drink?
2 years ago.
Well, the thing is, if I drink one more drink besides this one, then I definitely have to
Uber.
I can't drive home.
Oh my God.
But what I'm saying
is, you live a remarkable 10 minutes away.
The problem is, I got to come back. It's not 10 minutes.
You don't have to come back. We will take care of that. We will also take care of that. Batty.
Y'all bring my truck to me tomorrow?
Yep. Done.
Batty,
I'll do that. I'll fucking make sure it's covered.
But I'd rather just drive my truck home.
Yeah, but hear me out.
What? This is bullshit. This is this like.
$100 per drink.
This is that high tier YouTuber shit.
How much then?
We're like before, like you guys, as soon as we're done with the podcast, closing time.
Me and Maddie just turned the lights off and leave you guys are still stuck. Just waiting.
Can I take,
like
a 2 hour nap on the couch? No.
You can do it on the porch though.
Yeah, get the fuck out.
I mean, you're right. Like,
You're right.
Wait, okay, wait. Your 100's not enough for you for a single drink.
Heck no.
Brandon?
I've been doing it for free.
I know. But how much for a drink, though? Like, where it's like, you have to do a drink. Me and Batty have our number. It's way less.
What is your number? I'm curious.
$100.
$100?
It used to be 70.
Bitch, that's what you just offered us.
You would do any drink for $100 at any time.
For the most part. It used to be, so it started out when I was first on Twitch, because you're not allowed to drink for money on Twitch. Because that's technically self-harm.
But they've got like the arm brace rule of mana.
We call it a mana night. We're powering up our mana level to become wizards. And that's we joke about building wizard staffs and dumb shit. And we don't even do that anymore.
Which is funny because it just makes your wizard staff soft.
And it started out like $20, but then, you know, a half an hour in, you're blackout drunk because everyone's like, $20, dude.
There definitely needs to be a tier system to
it. Oh, yeah.
Like, it needs to get more and more. Yeah.
Well, dude, we
one
start
drink
charging
is 20,
like, 60,
like
70.
Five drinks in, you got to be like,
oh,
100.
No, dude. I start that. We got bumped to like 40, and we were at 40 for like a month.
And then we did 60, 70. Yeah, 69 for a long time. But it's still, it's like the second you announce that, it is immediately.
Instant. Someone's like, yeah, I'll pay that.
It's like,
oh, no,
like, here's $200 to burn. Watch this guy
get
drunk.
If you can imagine, like, especially if you're like hammered, you're like, all right, next shot's $500. And you're like, I would pay $500 to make my favorite YouTuber throw up.
Wait, hold on. Batty, wait. Hold on.
Like, okay. I can directly influence these events.
Put apple juice in that bottle.
There are people on Twitch not doing that. You guys
aren't
important.
Yeah.
Batty, me and you right now. Me and you right now. We're talking, okay? Not important.
What?
$500 a piece, 3 drinks.
I'm out.
No.
Two drinks.
God, no. Why would... No.
Batty. We're friends. We drink for free.
Thank you.
But if you have to do
fuck Christmas, back to back, fuck these two. What do
back
you know?
To back.
No.
Ooh, I did.
Eli, just two. Shut up
just
and drink.
Two fullies. Two fullies. You get 500 apiece. Two full shots.
Nah.
I would do this for free.
Yeah, but now we got to talk him into it. You got one free.
All right, perfect. I'll take $500 times two. For his two shots.
Fuck it. He's like, I'll take mine and his.
Yeah, $500 a shot. I'd do that.
A shot? That's
what you just said.
No, I said for two.
You said 500 a piece.
But yeah, you said 500 a piece.
Yes.
He said
two.
Do it for free.
Oh, a piece for two. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, for two. You said yes.
I don't give a
but
shit.
But he said he'd do it for free.
What the fuck is happening?
I won't do it for free.
You're losing all your money on this episode.
I won't do it for free. I'll do it for his money. How about that?
You'll do it for his money?
Yeah, he gets paid for my shots as well.
I just want to see the downgrade of this episode.
I've always enjoyed getting fucked up with Matt.
That's what I want Matt to be like, okay, I'll do two back-to-back. I'll do two with you for free.
$500 is worth
Batty's
to me.
Batty's going to do two back-to-back also with us. But we have to line them up. We have to do them right now.
$500 is worth less to me than getting fucked up with Matt.
I enjoy fucked up character.
I do two shots and get $1,000.
Yeah.
Yeah,
this
I'm
is
in.
A good friend.
Aw. I'll do two shots for $1,000.
See, there we go. We're fucking in. All it took was like an hour of negotiating.
$1,000. Dude, that's the easiest check we'll write in unsub history. Daddy, stop judging you, Santa Claus. You're supposed to be married.
Hope you weren't trying to make money on this episode.
Because it's getting fucking demonetized.
Self-harm.
Yes, it will. Eli, don't you ever fucking tell me this won't get demonetized, because I will demonetize it.
Look, bleep everything coming out. Okay, are we
Let
doing
me
whiskey?
Play you the song of my people.
Batty,
would you like to know how to build
awesome.
A...
Matt's like, I have to be at work.
Oh my God, he is flat... Oh, this wasn't a joke, was it?
No.
Guess I'll figure out a way to get your truck to you tomorrow, Matt.
No. Can't shake your head, no. Batty?
Film in an hour.
No, you don't.
Apparently not.
Hand me the whiskey, Batty.
I was supposed to go build a fence all afternoon.
That sounds stupid.
Why were you building a fence?
I got shit to do.
Like your gate?
No, like a goat pen.
Me and Matt have
goats.
Oh, dude, your goats look cute as shit.
They are cute as shit, and they need a bigger pen. I was going to go work on it this afternoon, but I was like... So Mary was like, yeah, I'll be done at like 2:33. It's 4.
Gonna show up like, man.
And we're pouring shots.
The behind the scenes that we got kind of wrestled into was we were told we were filming one podcast.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
And we
and
were
now
told,
here we are. We've got fucking beer pong of Glenn Gooley over here.
I'm making $1,000 today, though.
Worth it.
I would have if I got to film.
It is.
Yeah, they're fine. Shut the fuck up, anyway.
You didn't say words.
How did? What in the mother? Why am I? How? What?
Batty.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
We're running a business.
We're running a business.
Running or ruining?
It's just a couple letters apart.
Okay, we have like a halfie and a fully.
Well,
great.
See you guys tomorrow.
Two.
Well, you'll see Batty tomorrow. He's
I
dropping
feel like
off
we're. I feel like this is like fast traveling in a video game. It's like, I'll see you in 6 hours.
We're fast traveling right now. We just wake up like,
I fast traveled to Bexar County Jail.
We're not in Bexar. Wait, Bernie's not Bexar County, right?
Are it's we not in Bexar County now?
Are we not? I think this might be Bexar County.
This is Bernie.
I think we're Bexar County.
This is Bernie.
But it's doesn't not Bernie mean County.
There's it might no be Kendall County.
What?
It might be Bexar County. Yeah, the lines, I think we're in Bexar County.
Bernie's, so it's split?
Yeah. Dude, just wait till
counties
you
counties and cities aren't the same thing.
I found out a lot about Texas counties recently with the whole political thing, so we'll, yeah, it's.
Vermont is just like every city's in a county. Like, it doesn't, you don't get splitsies. You don't get halfsies.
That's true. Could be true. I don't
know. Vermont's like 40 square feet.
That's Vermont also would fit in San Antonio 8 times over.
I don't know if that's necessarily correct. But
well, I mean, there's 500,000 people that live in Vermont. The entire state.
The people would fit.
The people would fit.
Dude, I can't wait for this.
Dude, there's like, yeah.
I thought I'd be home by now. Here we go.
Oh, fucking hell.
Oh, we're sending you that money instantly tomorrow. Mm. Oh, this is worth it.
I'm just asking a stupid question first. Do we have any water in this building at all?
No.
Yeah.
Wait, we don't? The water runs. Like from the faucet.
The water runs with these color stone, brother. Cheers.
Yeah, faucet. Cheers. Batty, you got it. Oh, we're just shooting everything. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, fucking hell.
Thank you, drop time.
That was a mistake.
Yep.
See you guys tomorrow.
There's fuck certain, you, by the way. Fuck you so
you're
hard.
You're trying to get you $500.
No. I just watched that fucking triple shot you just tried to pass off as a single shot. I got halfway through that. I'm like,
we all did that.
I'm getting fucking whiskey boarded over here.
We all did that, Brandon.
No, that second shot was different.
Bro, his was so much thicker than the
one. One both was of half, mine one was fit full. In his. No, both one of... was half, one was full.
I'm
no, this one was fine. This one, I took a full shot out of that, and there's still a goddamn shot left.
Let me see.
Drink it. You won't.
Wait, what the fuck?
Yeah, he drank
I should have put it at
this
the
whole operation was
okay,
your
do
idea.
Like half of that, and then you're good. Do half of that, and you're good.
Just drink it. It's fine. That's what Eli's...
Help. Brandon, just do half of that and you're good.
You know what Santa brought for everybody for Christmas this year?
The hangover?
Do you know what Santa brought for Christmas for
a hangover.
Yes! This is the Christmas episode that goes up on Christmas Day. Everyone's going to be like, oh, this family time.
So
I can't wait.
If you're spending this family time watching Unsubscribe, you're probably as fucked up as we are.
You don't have any family.
Or kids.
I still have both. What am I doing here? I gotta race this home.
It's like, I'm
you gotta
here.
Race this home. Race away. This home.
Race
this
you race race the home. Booze home? Yeah.
You
race.
Gotta get home before race. The booze
race.
Hits.
You ever actually home. Had to race the booze home? No.
You heard it. Race this home.
Race this home.
He's
race this home.
I gotta race this home. And he just walks away. Dude, it makes no sense.
I have a race this home.
I'm cutting back in my mind to the abandoned mansion with like Mel Gibson just chilling on your couch.
My,
on the phone?
The abandoned mansion did have some racist stuff in it. Kanye would have loved it.
Really?
Yeah, I put it in the first episode. It
the had, graffiti.
It had a big
whatever.
Swastika and it said F the Jews painted on the floor in one of the rooms.
Oh, that's rude.
Yeah. When? Why'd they just write the letter F?
Fuck!
Yeah, you know what? Actually, maybe cut that.
I do not say
no.
that.
Cut
that. God! No. Santa's putting his boot down.
When you offend Batty, you know you've gone too far.
That's not true. I'm the easiest to offend here. I'm the most PC motherfucker here.
When me and Batty agree, and I'm like, yeah, fuck me. Kind of. That's
when Brandon's
test.
Like, never
when
mind, never
Brandon
mind, never
looks
mind.
At Batty, is that joke okay? Yeah. You worry about everything.
See, there's the scale of Batty reactions. There's oh no, which is like that's fine. Yeah. Then there's the I'm gonna move out of frame, but it's okay to still be in camera. Then there's the cut
and
everything.
And there went the senator.
Yeah. There are the jokes you say in private, which you know, like we're all just having a good time. Then there's the things like oh well, we can't do that.
Mm-mm.
That's
Mm-mm.
no.
I love the comment section because it is like, oh, Batty is the voice of reason, but when he's not around.
When Batty is the adult in the room, leave the room.
Leave the room.
I'm always the adult in the room here.
You,
how does this
my
happen?
Brother in Christ, you have a fucking pantry full of gushers.
Oh my God, you're right.
I don't.
You're the adult and you are the, oh my God, I never thought about that.
I'll never forget the time I moved to Texas where like it was the big freeze. Do you remember this?
Story.
Oh, 100%. 2021 or 2020?
It was the, fuck. Yeah, it was the beginning of 2021.
Yeah. No, it was
2021.
Oh, yeah, you're right. February. Yeah, it was February. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Because I moved to Texas, like moved my entire fucking life to Texas the day it started fucking snowing.
The storm.
That big like snowpocalypse that Texas had. All the fucking stores were closed. Everything was closed down. Roads were closed. Couldn't get food or whatever. Ended up making it to Batty's house because like everybody was just like kind of going to Batty's because he was the only one who still had power.
I was literally the only
you're in like a hospital area, right?
I was right next to a hospital, yeah. So I had power, I had water, I had heat.
And the only thing he didn't have was actual fucking adult food.
Yeah. I had White Claw,
you had like
Diet Coke,
White Claw, Ranch water, and a fucking a Costco pack to feed a homeless shelter worth gushers. Of gushers.
And fruit roll-ups and Tostito chips.
And luckily, you and Cody Beggars can't cooked be like choosers. A pot roast.
No, Cody brought that.
Oh, never mind. So Cody cooked a pot roast, and that was the first warm food I'd had in like 3 days.
I want to go into that night. I just don't know how much we can go into that night.
How much do you want to?
I know what you're getting at. Brandon.
I know what you're getting at.
Brandon was like 4 hours and not being able to go inside. And I was just like, man, that
basically,
looks like a
so
good
me,
time.
And, me and my ex-girlfriend at the time were we were living on a diet at that point. I had convinced this poor girl to move across the country with me. And we get there, and it's completely snowed in. It's like, I thought it was supposed to be hot here. It's like, yeah, well.
We moved in Texas. There's 2 inches of snow. Everything's ice. It's -8.
No power.
Pipes are bursting everywhere except for my house.
Literally, yeah. I was the only one with a vehicle that could get around. Yeah, well, you know, somehow in my Volvo all-wheel drive, I was on the road, like, looking around. I was like, oh.
Everybody's dude, cars off the road. I had my Vermont tires still on my Raptor, so I was like,
nice. Dude, Raptors, you have like a puddle in the road and they're allergic to traction.
Dude, like, I had them Vermont all season still, dude, because I had one winter with it.
But yeah, no, we were living on a diet of like trail mix, Adderall, and alcohol for like 4 fucking days. Because the only stores that were open in Texas were liquor stores. And I'm like, what the shit? I can't buy food. But Tito's is fine. Yeah, no, we ended up like staying in the car because she wanted to drive home for like 4 hours. And I had to sit there convincing her that was a terrible fucking idea.
It was great. It was like, it was not great. And we were like, me and Maddie were like, I would look outside and like, is she trying to convince him right now? I think that's what's going on. It's like, Matt, you can totally go home right now. And Brenna's like, I don't know, the last 18 cars wrecked backing out of the stop sign. And I don't think this is a good idea. It's like, I'll try. Is,
we had just tried. I had to do like a fucking controlled spin down the hill. I'm like, fucking like, I am like fast and furiousing this shit, like with no traction, trying to figure out how not to wreck into shit. Fucking manage it. Cause like we're doing an uncontrolled descent down a frozen hill backwards.
It was on Maddie's fucking name because it's a backside.
She didn't remember it.
Did she ask to drive?
And she's like, no, I can do it. I'm like, no! Can't
you have to walk back up the hill?
No, like we were able to because it was like an incline up out of the neighborhood or whatever. Yeah, yeah. Couldn't make it up that. I'm like, I'm taking us back to Batty's house. I need to like, this is not gonna work. And we parked out in front of your house and argued for like 3 hours.
Yeah, I was like, how aren't they dead yet? It's like -20. It's like Alaska outside, and we're just like watching anime, eating Fruit Loops.
I was very jealous.
I wish this was a joke, but that's really all I had.
I remember Brandon walking in like this, making eye contact with me. I was like, so your convo went
good. Like, well, I'll come back.
So y'all got it all worked out.
You ever get in that perfect. Those kind of like relationship arguments where you just walk in with a 1,000-yard stare?
No, we never.
Yes.
Played. We can totally make a home.
I'm so proud of you, man.
Your vehicle's
your
just
wonderful relationship.
A ballerina.
Perfect relationship all the time.
All jokes aside, you seem to have a pretty good thing going on.
We do, yeah.
Yeah.
My wife's pretty solid.
What's the worst moment you and Mare had?
that's what he actually paid $1,000 for. Yep.
This was an investment.
It was, I know how my payments work.
Eli's like stonks.
The first two are free, the next four that you drink on your own are. That's how it starts. He gets you the first two.
It's man. A buy two, get two free.
Jesus fuck.
So there was this pool boy.
What was his name?
Do you need a new pool boy?
Yeah, I mean, me and him hooked up a couple times.
Oh, fuck. I remember
do
that.
Do you have a hot tub in your new pool?
We do, yeah.
Can I come hang on your hot tub?
For sure.
You wanna can I just show up in your hot
tonight?
Tub?
Tonight?
Yes, please.
That actually be hilarious.
You gotta drive him home.
I actually need anybody to come hang out in the hot tub so I can get a ride home. That'd be great.
Thanks.
But I'm just gonna
your
show
neighbor,
up.
She seemed really nice. Can she drive me home?
The old lady? Yeah, she would.
She's, dude, drive. That is the
let's
greatest.
Like, not.
Doc's the name of your neighbors?
But the greatest neighbors of all time, minus they called him
they
50.
They are great.
She said 40. She said, she goes, "You're so young." And I was like, "Yeah." She's like, "What are you like in your 40s?" And I was like, "What?
How old are you now? Like 39, 40?
I mean, I'm close to 40, but I'm not in my 40s. I'm 38.
Yeah. You're 38, 30. Okay. You're older than Eli.
No, wait, I'm 37.
I thought you were younger than Eli.
I just turned 37.
Okay, so you're like a year. You're 10 years older than me then.
Yeah. He's a few months younger than me.
Or 10 years.
Well, I'm 27. Dude, freshly 27.
Can I just say, Brandon is freaking killing it. Good job.
No, you're killing it. You were where I was 10 years ago.
No, I was not. I was broke. I was negative net worth in vet school 10 years ago.
Oh wait, no,
I just graduated. So I was still negative net worth.
So here's actually a story I don't think I've ever told the internet.
All right. Daddy, you asked I asked for more shots.
I'm 32. I'm not doing great. I gotta start a YouTube channel.
It's almost like we've all been telling you that for fucking 3 years.
Yeah, by 32, I was doing really good by 32, Batty. So you gotta figure it out. By 27, I was not.
One of my older channels that nobody knows about.
Oh, here we go.
I started at the same time. I was still doing gun content and stuff like that. I grew it to like 4,000 or 5,000 subs and deleted it. But I remember I was tracking on the same trajectory as you were.
Oh, really?
In the very, very early days.
Did you delete it?
Because I was in high school at the time and I'm like, you know what? Like, I'm bored of this. I don't want to dedicate the time. I didn't treat it seriously because there was no money in GunTube at that time.
No.
There was no money.
Nope.
Nowadays, everybody's like, I want to be a YouTuber. Back then, it's like, YouTubing is a cool hobby.
Yeah.
Because there's no fucking money.
It was, you're the weirdo. Yeah. For sure. I didn't tell anybody about, I had 100,000 subs before I told anybody about it because I was embarrassed.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Because it was looked down on. Like, that was like
I was a veterinarian. I had a respectable career. And like, I didn't tell anybody about YouTube. And I had 100,000 subscribers. And I was embarrassed about it.
I didn't know.
Isn't that crazy?
Okay, these shots are paying off.
I treat that like, well, I kind of like, I oscillate back and forth because I think that's one of my biggest regrets is not keeping up the YouTube thing back in the day.
What do you mean? Oh, like the first channel?
Yeah, the first channel. Well, that was like, what, my third at that point. I've been doing YouTube for like fucking 13 years or whatever.
When did you start? What year?
2006, 2007.
Yeah, that's when when it was first. Yeah, when it was first around.
I've done multiple YouTube channels, always deleted them because I just got bored because low attention span. But like, I regret not keeping them open, but I'm also glad because I'm glad I...
That stuff's not still out there?
No, I'm glad I didn't start getting success before I matured a little.
Yeah, for sure.
Because that would have been a bad move. Like, if you look at all the guys who get famous at like fucking 19.
Wait, you guys matured?
Well, that's the idea. Anyway.
Yeah, me too.
Totally.
You try to.
I'm in a Santa suit.
That.
The vodka cork.
Vodka cork. Oh. You guys are so mature for your age.
Yeah, if I would have made money and got internet famous, like, at 20.
Yeah. Yeah.
You would have done a lot of dumb stuff and it would have sucked.
Yeah, I still do dumb shit, but.
A lot of dumb shit.
A lot.
Less dumb.
A lot.
Just imagine that.
But it's calculated now.
Is it?
Like, yeah, well, kind of.
It's more calculated.
It's more calculated than it would have been. Before if you would have been like, I would have been like whistling dickhead.
Longer than mine.
And yeah.
You're right.
Imagine being 13, 13 and rich.
13?
I kind of feel bad for him a little bit.
Who's 13?
No, but those individuals that get rich young as shit.
Fucking
like
kids.
Ryan.
He
like,
just texted me all these. Oh, he's, yeah, never mind.
Yep. I kind of feel bad for him a little bit because like, I really do think like somewhere in there's a nice kid. And he's
who's
like,
the
he's
nice
just.
Kid?
He's almost your age.
I know, but he's
Whistling Diesel.
Yeah,
I knew it.
I think he blew up way too fast, way too quick.
I think that happens a lot. PewDiePie did a good job of growing with the. You have the individuals that grew with their audience really well.
How old is PewDiePie?
He's our age now. He's in his 34.
Yeah. But I mean, mid-30s. He was.
Ryan's doing a good job too. The kid, Ryan.
Who?
The unboxing kid.
Yeah.
Ryan.
What's his name?
Channel name?
Oh, 33.
Yeah, it's his channel name.
Like Ryan's World.
Ryan,
is that it?
Yeah, Ryan's World.
I have no idea who this is.
Drinking. So Ryan,
he's like the unboxing kid or whatever that did like basically everybody
his parents
about how
did.
His parents fucked him up.
Yeah.
You know, but he has like his brothers, sisters, and then the family has this. Very good relationship because I've had young kids that watch them.
I think Eli's the drunkest out of everyone.
Yes, absolutely. He always 100%. Is.
100%. But I can remember Ryan's World. How much?
Ryan's World. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, how many views do you think 5 minutes
of like, who, Ryan who?
On each video? Or a total?
He's got his phone. Of course he remembers it now.
No, I haven't looked it up yet.
Fucking. On each video? What are you asking?
I don't know. Let's consult video. The nightmare brick.
I bet he gets 6 to 10 on each video.
You are way
dude,
off.
I've seriously really? Started like exclusively referring to my phone as the nightmare brick.
I hate it.
No, like, oh, every time I look at it, it's like, oh.
Just not as, I mean, he's been killing it for 10 years, so he's probably fallen off.
God.
Okay, so I have an honest question. That brings up something interesting. Is there ever a point where you think that there will be enough with YouTube, where you're like, I have made it enough, I think I would like to retire?
How many, like, okay, here.
Eli, I just asked a question.
No, okay, I'm going to answer it.
I have an answer for that.
Go. I want to know. Yeah, Eli, you don't matter anymore. I need to know this.
Shutting the fuck up. Go.
I have an answer. I have made it enough that I could retire on YouTube right now and be happy, but I have small kids, and if I retired, I don't know what I would do.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to work for the next 10 years. That's when my youngest kid will leave, and then I will actually retire. So I got.
What are you going to do once you retire?
I don't know.
You'll keep busy.
God, yeah, I can't wait to move into your house once you retire because you'll need a new friend.
But yeah, I got 10 more years of YouTube in me, and then I'm actually done.
I've thought about that.
More before YouTube shuts you down.
No. I got big plans. They can't shut me down.
I'll hear yours because I can go up.
He's got enforcers in Silicon Valley.
It's super interesting because you have a non-parent idea, but you have an entrepreneur, and I think your brain is more like me. For mine is like parent and that maybe yours.
Autistic?
Maybe. Yes. A lot, but it is the idea of leaving a legacy of when you die. Mine has always been this. Leave a
when
legacy.
When you die, banana.
What?
When you die, banana. One generation that remembers you. For the most part, when people pass,
it is
2 years and then you're fucking forgotten. If you can leave a generational gap of when you pass and then you're like, hey, go back and watch these videos and you are remembered for a generation, that is a good mark in the world. You're not going to be like Elon or these individuals, Genghis Khan, whatever. But Genghis Khan and Elon.
I'm going to rape and pillage my way.
Did you just compare yourself to Elon?
Genghis Khan.
Huh. I mean, well, I get what you're getting at. To me, to be honest, I don't care. Like, as long as I had a good time and I feel like in my heart of hearts I made an impact, okay.
It's making an impact. That's what the fuck
you
give
it's not like my, like, as long as people remember me, I'm like, no, as long as I can look back, let's say that you get this fictional, like, last 60 seconds looking from a third person, like, you know what? I had a good run. I'm happy with that. Like, I'm okay with that.
Someone, an older guy, told me one time that you start off trying to make a living. And then once you figure out how to make a living, you try to make a difference. And so I think, yeah, that's kind of what we're all.
Sheesh.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
Yo, that's some real shit.
That's why old people are cool to talk to.
I love it.
I can't wait to make a living.
Someday Batty will make a living.
He's on stage one.
Batty's like, y'all motherfuckers talking about making an impact. I just want to make rent.
No, wait, rent's good. But that's it.
But when you.
I need to start a YouTube channel.
Stage one sounds great.
It's almost stage like stage one is amazing.
It's almost like a tutorial.
It's
almost like your personal friends with a bunch of rich and successful YouTubers that would love to help you in your journey, and you just don't talk to them about it or do it. Or...
Eggnog's great.
Merry Christmas.
Santa's in his cups right now.
I haven't tried eggnog.
Betty will try eggnog, so we'll demo. So, just so we'll demo.
Is there alcohol in there?
Yep, none.
Fuck.
I feel like you're happy. Lying.
Whoa.
Okay, it's like a cum
quit coming on the table.
All right, let me slowly pour this one.
There, good.
It's so good.
There's none.
Whiskey. Cool. Brandy and whiskey.
And rum. Are we shooting it?
No,
do it's
egg. No, you drink it.
Oh, there's nothing in this.
Yeah,
oh,
it's good.
We just got more. It's 14.75%.
Oh,
it's eggnog wine.
It's a wine.
I thought you were pouring like a shot of
y'all
liquor.
See what you did to the table.
Batty cummed on the table.
It's gross.
Do you have a towel?
You got a hat on. It.
I would not wear this anymore.
That was the determining.
That was my hat.
But this is a good point. It's like your view. You're looking at these like, hey, here's how I want to leave my mark in the world. And I don't think a lot of people have that, which is crazy to me because like it's a mixture. You 420. You had to pour it out 420. Look, no, show them. Don't let this joke run to me.
Oh, I would, but somebody bet me I wouldn't throw my watch.
Don't look at me when you say he did it.
Look at that piece of crap on the ground over there.
Yeah. The shit that won't connect to my phone. That's super cool.
Maybe it'll connect now.
Cheers for your fucking eggnog, bro.
I love eggnog.
So I'm on the eggnog.
Eggnog?
No. First time having eggnog in like years.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's so good.
That was good.
That's pretty good.
That was delicious.
I love eggnog.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. It's very viscous.
I'm going to poop a lot later.
It does have dairy in it.
I know. The trust
it says right on it. It's
I
like,
know. Dairy.
Dairy cream. Real dairy cream.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's going to irritate my bowels.
So I know a lot of like Hispanics and whatnot have issues with lactose dairy? Intolerance.
Is that true?
I think so, right?
I didn't know that.
Did you just make that up?
No, mine is because of that. And no,
that's why, like, no shit. That's why it's like a quote unquote white supremacist dog whistle. No like milk.
Shit. Pun intended.
Yeah. No shit. Literally no shit.
What?
Yeah.
He's not joking.
Thing. No, I'm literally not kidding. Like, white people process milk way better.
Did you not know this?
Is that what my question was?
No, this is literally European.
I had no idea.
White people from European countries are the only individuals that decided, hey, look at this fucking weird udder thing. Okay, what happens when you fucking jerk it off? Oh, milk. This weird white shit come out. What happens if we drink it?
You remember how we all love fucking sucking on titties? What if we sucked on, like, fucking cow titties?
Wow, this is fucking.
They can't say no.
And they made an entire industry out of it.
But it's good.
Yeah.
I don't know. And Mexicans are like this. I hear you, but it's good.
Oh, I got a shit.
There's a reason it's Louis Pasteur and not Luis Pasteur. Right?
See?
So my question was, are Asians the same way? Like, do they have that lactose intolerance problem?
Asians are the worst. So
I didn't see that's what I was curious about.
There was none.
In general or just at milk?
No.
Well, if you look at like college, at college test scores, like they're clearly better at most things, but
God, that was $1,000 well spent.
He gets up and leaves. He's like, I'm out of here. That was my money.
You lose $10 for every second you're out of the frame.
What did Matt? I think Matt Best said this to me once. He's like, oh, I can't wait to hang out with my friends. I guess we have to pay him to hang out. Because I was like, man, I got a stream tonight. I'm sorry, guys. I can't hang out. And he's like, oh, I guess we have to pay our friends to hang
That's
out.
The funny part. Everybody's like, you're just such a fucking BRCC fucking cuck. You sold out or whatever. I'm like, you know how much Black Rifles ever goddamn paid me? $0. It's like, I'm sorry. I think these people are rad because I actually know them as personal humans. Weird.
Yeah. He's like, I just enjoy their just company at this point. It's fucking crazy ass concept. Crazy ass concept.
You're welcome for all the engagement that one sentence just got you, by the way. I can already hear the angry commenters like
you sons Shills. Of bitches.
If Evan Hafer would just leave Jerusalem for a fucking hour and blah, blah.
Fuck, dude.
Fuck. I'm sorry. I just fucking enjoy hanging out with these people.
Dude,
imagine having friends. That's crazy.
Trading out this group of friends. Trading out this group of friends, never in my life.
I would trade out Matt.
What? I would never. I love you. Well, no. Okay. So is this like a Brittany Griner, Lord of War thing? Like, what are we, who are we trading him out for?
Trading me?
Yeah, we're trading you.
Can I get a little spicy for a second?
I would love
that. Oh, baddie, continue.
I actually prefer not. Let's just keep it chill.
Okay, so there has been so much shit about this Brittany for the Lord of War guy. I don't know his name. I don't give a fuck, to be honest. Sure, Victor fuck. Something, I'm sure.
Yeah, Victor is...
It's literally his name.
Victor. I am Victor? Out of the loop on this one.
Did you not know? Hold on. For the audience, and apparently Eli.
Do you not know who Brittany Griner
is? WNBA... star Brittany Griner. Nobody
she got arrested
about.
In Russia smoking weed or having marijuana.
Never mind. I knew. Once you
that's how years she's been year or 2 years in Russian What's prison
that? One
Brittany I was told it was supposed to be 5.
No, but how long has she been there?
It's
been
one,
like 9 months.
Six
I thought,
months
oh, I thought, it, I thought
months.
It was over a year.
No, it was okay. Like
I don't think less so. Than I could be year. Wrong.
So recently we traded a prisoner release between her
recently at time of recording, but
yes, yeah, true. For the Lord of War, Victor Brandon Herrera. Something.
Yes, I've been in American prison.
We traded a Russian prisoner. It was a prisoner swap with Russia for this WNBA player. And everybody is so goddamn mad over this Marine that's there. Furious.
What the Marine?
I have a very, very, very controversial take on this, but I'll let you finish.
I like it both.
Everyone is furious because we haven't helped this Marine who's been there for 3-4 years.
That I don't know.
He's been, it's
4 years.
Since a different administration.
4 years.
He's been there for 2 years as of the last administration. And people,
what did
are
he
like,
go to jail for?
Espionage. He used to be a Marine.
I did hear about that. Like, he basically got caught carrying too much cash into Russia or something.
Yeah.
Like that.
And everyone's like, why aren't we saving this Marine from Russia? This Marine stole a bunch of other Marines' identities. He did a bunch of really fucked up shit, got dishonorably discharged, kicked out, and he went to the UK, I believe, or not the UK, the EU, sorry, Europe for a while.
So a dishonorable discharge, for those who don't know, like, carries the same weight as like a felony.
It's like, honestly, it's almost worse in some cases. Yeah. It's, if you get a dishonorable discharge, it's
you
bad.
Fuck. Like, you literally, like, you can't buy a gun.
You if can't
you get a dishonorable
really?
Discharge.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Here, let me
473, they ask you, have you ever been dishonorably discharged from the
army? It carries
services?
The same way as a
I
felony.
Will give this for an example. I have friends that got busted for cocaine, marijuana, and stuff. In wartime military, got kicked out for other than honorable discharge. You
other
have
than
to,
honorable.
You have yeah. to really fuck up to get
there are dishonorable.
You gotta do something,
honorable,
you gotta do
medical.
Bad, bad.
I have yeah. a I have a buddy that fucking oh my god. I have a buddy that fucking friendly fired somebody.
Oh, here we are. Back to the gun noises.
Like I'm dead? Assuming
and
like,
this is not in a wartime like we're in a firefight. This is like
training.
This is
oops.
Outside of combat, something
Rico,
happened.
Report.
And everyone was like, what the fuck? And still got.
And other than honorable.
You yeah. had to really jeez. Fuck up to get.
A dishonorable discharge. And this guy had a dishonorable. And then he had like felonies stacked on top of it for other shit, which is all over
so
the internet.
You're trying to say
him
he's basically he's a piece of shit.
He's a massive piece of shit. And the amount of stuff I've seen online being like, why aren't we rescuing this American war hero Marine.
To be, I get that on the surface.
Yes.
I didn't, I'll be honest, I didn't do any digging.
Yeah.
I have no clue about this guy. What I will say is that I am glad I could give a fuck less about WNBA chick.
Absolutely.
I would have preferred she actually, she like, she flat out fucking hates America.
She
like,
does. When she first got back, said she's some like, very terrible
she's
shit.
She's like basically fucked the United States when she got back. Yep. She got back. I'm like, you know what? I wish you had rotted in jail forever. I'm glad Victor Bout is out of prison.
Oh, spicy take
spicy
right
take
here.
I'm glad.
Demo, I think if I can scoot you closer.
Yeah. the world was a better place when Victor Bout got out of prison.
Ow.
did you hear his interview after getting out of jail?
No.
It was so fucking good. Like, it took me by surprise because I was originally in that crowd. I was like kind of a little upset. I'm like, wow, Jesus Christ, we did what? And then I heard his interview. I'm like, this guy's based as fuck, because he literally just said, like, somebody asked him, like, do you hate America? He's like, no, I don't hate Americans. I think Americans, like, the rural Americans I met in prison are very, very agreeable, easy to deal with. I enjoy them, and I honestly pity them because they're losing their country. He's like, they have these value systems, their Christian values, their families, their this, their whatever. He's like, they're losing that, and then America isn't what it used to be. And I feel bad because they're watching their country disintegrate in front of their eyes. I'm like, God damn, this guy's more American than most of the people I fucking know. Like, fucking hell. Do you want to move to Texas, dude? I've got some guns you can move. Like,
and Brandon gets his FFL revoked.
It was that quick. That was the line. There it is.
ATF, open up.
Aww, level 3 plates.
Like, well, you. Man, 30-06 black tips are wild.
Spicy, dude, brother.
Fucking crazy.
But I'm like, man, I saw the Babylon Bee post where it was like, yeah, Brittany Griner gets to return to a life of obscurity being an NBA WNBA star.
As most people said, the one comedian, it was like, name the team she played on. Go.
I couldn't name one WNBA team.
Batty, name a single team.
Don't care.
The Sparks. That's all I know. I know
is that real?
You do yeah. know?
Shit.
He studied one.
Sparks and the Seattle. It might even be the Seattle Sparks. I don't fucking know. Nobody fucking knew. Before any of this, the only thing the WNBA was a joke. I love when they did that audit. They were like, oh, yeah. So the WNBA thinks that they're underpaid because they make this much and the NBA makes this much. But if you adjust that for their viewership, the WNBA makes like four times more than the NBA view for view.
People do not understand that key component on viewership.
Like, basically, the WNBA, like, oh,
I see what you're saying.
How many make views? $1 million. Yeah, no, they make 36, but so it's like if you adjust it for the views.
Yeah,
it's like,
I saw a post, and they were saying that if they actually, they want to get paid, you know, percentage-wise, just like the NBA gets. And they were like, if you get paid a percentage-wise, you have to pay us like $20,000 per game you play. And they're like, you actually, the WNBA loses money every year.
Yeah.
And you have to pay us.
That's what people
do. The WNBA is basically a charity.
Yeah.
Why does that sound so aggressive when you say it like that? It is real.
I don't even think it sucks. It's just objective fact.
It's like, Canada needs to get lumps and
coals. If I bought courtside tickets to the WNBA team of San Antonio that none of us know, even though we live here.
Is there a WNBA
team? I don't know if there is.
Is there one in San Antonio?
I should be able to write that off on my taxes.
Is there a team in San Antonio?
We're looking it up.
None of us know.
I would think there was, right? I've lived here my whole life.
Would we?
I don't know.
WNBAs.
I've lived here my whole life.
The Spurs, right? That's an actual NBA team?
Yes, that's a men's NBA team.
Okay.
But I don't know.
I got it.
I feel like if there was a WNBA, I would know.
Oh, my God. We do have.
I told you.
How have I never heard about this?
Holy shit. We have a WNBA team.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do.
San Antonio what?
No, guess it.
San Antonio.
I don't know.
What do you mean, guess it?
The Spurs. San Antonio Lady Spurs.
Close. It starts with an S. Go.
The Skirts.
Sparks.
The Skirts. the Spurs and the Skirts. Brandon.
I have no idea.
The Stars.
Okay.
Wait.
The Stars. The Sparks is what I said.
Oh,
yeah.
I was like, Sparks? That's what she said?
I honestly don't remember.
Oh,
is
my
it the Stars
God.
Or the Sparks? Sparks?
Are they doing good this
team.
Season?
I just don't know. Do you care? Do you actually give a fuck?
I actually really want to know.
So yeah, long story short.
I didn't look at that part.
Who gives a fuck we're trading this guy for?
I do.
Because it sucks. Why?
Because I want him out of jail.
Well, no, okay, but.
Brandon.
Spicy take, like you said.
Brandon has a spicy take.
On the, like, 1 in 3 chance Victor Bout is watching this episode of Unsubscribe, if you'd like to do some business, my Telegram is in the description.
Can I put that in the description?
There's gonna be 40 other telegrams.
I'll put his telegram in the description.
Hit me up, boo boo.
Or you can come on Unsubscribe and talk for 4 or 50
Eli
minutes.
Is a little fucked up, isn't he?
He's absolutely.
Would you let Brittany Griner come on?
No.
But it's not even my fucking podcast. I just shut that down.
Yeah, like everyone's like, no. God, I also wouldn't let random fucking dishonorable discharge Marine. I don't even know.
You know she flew there, right?
San Antonio?
Yeah, when she got back from Russia, like they flew her to the Air Force Base here.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, they actually had they shook hands and shit. Oops. Did you not read that?
No, I just knew she came here. Like, now what?
I feel like I saw a picture of the exchange. There was
Lord
like a
War
legit exchange.
And Brittany?
No, just Brittany.
Victor.
Brittany.
No, but Victor.
Lord of War. Victor.
Really? Yeah, it was like a legit
Victor had exchange. Really? They shook hands.
There's photos of them.
Yeah, they shook
That's
hands.
That's gotta be hilarious because he's like a normal height and she's like fucking 7 foot or whatever.
Yeah.
You heard her talk?
Yeah.
Holy cow.
It sounds like this.
Worse.
Yeah, I'm happy to be back in America.
It's crazy deep.
Batty, have you not?
No, I don't care, to be honest. I'm sure.
I don't think she is.
I have no idea.
She's just like that vocally anti-American. It's like, you know, Russia isn't exactly what it used to be, but you still got locked up there for, you know.
Russia isn't what it used to be.
Dude, going to, like, when I went.
I meant that the wrong way. Like, as in, like, it wasn't good before, but now, like, even, like, the new Russia. It's like new Coke. It's like. You still almost rot in some fucking
Cold War
gulag.
Was bad, but like, I know it sucked before, but now.
What the fuck? Thanks for watching. watch an unsubscribe podcast.
I know, you're like, Jesus Christ, what have I got myself into? I'm going to just keep drinking.
I don't remember where I am.
I wish I didn't remember where I was. But unfortunately.
This is why I was like, let's just drink more, and this will make everything way better. Yeah,
let's just drink more while the AC doesn't fucking work.
I know.
It's definitely not on.
No, 100%.
If I wouldn't have taken these sleeves, if you wouldn't have taken these sleeves off.
It's fucking hot.
Why do you have a giant bruise on your fucking weird?
I was wrestling.
Who are you wrestling?
It's almost like somebody like punched his arm while they were trying to cut your sleeves off.
Yeah, that wasn't there in the first episode. Now it just popped up.
Don't blame me for that. Who's great? Are you okay? Blink twice.
If I'm okay or if I'm not okay.
Does Mare hate you?
Yes, Mare.
That's all she can do.
All I hear is just like just sobbing. Don't tell Mare. Yeah.
That's what don't tell Mare actually means. Yeah.
She's like, she'll don't tell Mare. She grabs you like this.
I've been telling you for years to not tell her.
You're God. Bruce.
Mare freaking hates
this
that.
This is like a Meat Canyon Demolition Ranch parody.
We have enough time to pay for an episode of this.
We go to events and all the fans just want to go up to Mare and be like, hey, Matt has something I haven't told you about. And Mare's like, great, awesome. Like she's bro, like everyone says that.
Yeah, I hope she's
point. Holy shit. Are you tired of the don't tell Mare thing yet? Like it's just annoying to you now?
It's mildly annoying to me, but it's super annoying to Mare. She hates it. I don't say it anymore. It's still at the end of every outro, but I personally don't say it anymore.
Well, no, it's at the very end of the outros though.
Yeah, but
like you have to watch all the shit until
it's 2023 almost. I need to go ahead and make a new outro. So that'll be good.
You just had a new outro, right?
I made it
like a year ago.
A year ago.
Yeah. Oh, a year, but between that one and the last outro.
Yeah.
How long did your last outro go?
It was at least 2 years, maybe more. Yeah.
See,
because I know how like things get with like the
parasocial.
Wear AK-50.
Yeah.
And it's funny shit to me because like
slap a motherfucker every time.
I'll have these kids. I will never forget. There was this one kid who came up to me. Like I say, kid, he's like fucking like 20.
But a
he
kid
just goes like, oh, huh, I'm sorry. We're AK-50. I'm like, oh, it's on my wall at the shop.
What's just the deadpan.
He just goes like, I just watched the light drain from his eyes. Like, yeah. That.
Sorry. It was glowing. When you posted that thing on Twitter about you dying, some of the comments were, now we'll never get AK-50. And I laughed at those.
I was waiting for the response like you were fucking getting it anyway.
I was like, that's pretty good.
Oh yeah, so I died.
Yeah.
Oh my god. I forgot about that.
What was that? We started talking about that, and then Eli did the intro for the third time.
I died. And I lived.
Fucking Santa Claus will fucking
kill him. Kill him. I bet you won't.
You fucking red beer.
And that's how this gets struck. Out of all the things we've said, like you get struck for death threats.
Yeah.
Because you literally told your co-host you'd fucking kill him.
I bet you $1,000 you don't actually kill him.
That's fair. It's not a
you got
person.
A grand lying around right now?
I do. He's supposed to pay me.
He was like, box cutter.
This homicide brought to you by Raid Shadow Legends.
Raid Shadow Legends.
Fuck!
Stop
I hope he gets that automatically without me saying that. I'm like, fuck, why'd you leave that?
Why did you die?
Sorry, I'm still recovering from that. That was unexpectedly based. Apparently I died fighting in Ukraine. Valiantly.
That was great.
Someone
who looked like you or what?
So apparently, what I was told. So there's a gentleman.
Was white.
Yep. Just like Brandon.
Wait, Brandon. Holy shit. No, Brandon.
There's a gentleman who's in Ukraine who apparently had the same name as I did. Like he literally was like his name was Brandon Herrera. It was what I was told anyway.
There's Mexicans and
he got killed.
Russia.
No, I think he's still alive is the funny part.
He didn't even die.
He was taking a picture in Ukraine. And so I did on a gun meme review the whole thing about like Grand Thumb and Post Malone technically fighting for Wagner Group in Ukraine, yeah. Like for Russia. And like the news, like Newsmax reporting about it.
Wait, so we actually believed it?
Yeah, Newsmax literally did a debunking article about Grand Thumb and Post Malone fighting for Wagner Group in Ukraine.
Sweet.
And then the guy who originally did the tweet that got viral did a tweet about me that got like 80,000 likes on Twitter.
It was a lot.
It got big quick to where like my mother was calling me.
Are you going to Ukraine, Brandon?
She's like, you need to have them delete this. I'm like, yes, let me call the owner of the internet.
Let me call NBC.
Let's just unhook the tubes that are the back end of the internet.
You see, Mom, I haven't contacted the internet police recently. So,
Brandon, idea.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, dear.
What is that smell?
Shut up.
No, but I can. The smell. I can. Oh, I love this so much because
it's going to be good.
It is.
You can tell by the way that it is.
Can I do a VFX thing of us and then announce this before this episode of you dying? Because I can make it look really good.
Sure.
Because I can do you. Kill me. Grand thumbs. Oh, I'm going to deep fake Brandon into a.
Just Saving Private Ryan?
No. And one of the video.
No, in real life.
Yeah. And one of the war crime videos.
Oh, dude, deep fake me into that like sledgehammer killing.
Yeah, that's too easy.
What?
The sledgehammer killing?
I don't know what you're talking about either.
God, I feel like a piece of shit. I follow this shit pretty regularly.
And it takes 3 seconds. I know the AI program now, like, very well.
Somebody murdered someone with a sledgehammer?
Yeah, it was
a Ukraine Russia thing?
Yeah. Yeah, one of the Wagner Group dudes straight up executed a guy, like a defector or some shit like that. They executed him with a sledgehammer and they filmed it. And then they presented a member of Russian parliament with a decorative sledgehammer. Like I'm dead fucking serious. There's a video of the presentation. Like, they open up a nice case and it's the sledgehammer.
Very not American stuff. Yeah.
Well, not current America.
Is that World War II? God, this is when you want to go back in time and be like, hey, what happens if we had cell phones in World War I?
That seriously is it. That is the difference. People are like, we would never do that.
It's like bro.
Come on, man.
You ain't read the same books I read.
Motherfucker, your grandfather had an ear necklace. Like, let's not like pretend that we're above this. Let's
be honest on this stuff. It's real fucked up.
If you enjoy the Dr. Seuss version of history, yeah, no, we didn't do that. But
could you do some Bunker Branding Christmas sweaters without sleeves and we have Eli cut them off?
That actually be sick.
So I was gonna talk to Bunker about doing a Christmas sweater, but it was too late.
Yeah.
It was like a week ago. I was like, yeah, there's no
way. Oh, yeah, it's way too late.
I'm like, there's no way you can.
I love how all of us are like, hey, let's wait till a week before Christmas.
Oh, it's Christmas next week. We should sell something.
Honest to God, like Bunker's like purpose is to know influencers. Like, you should hit us up in October. Like, hey, do you want to do a Christmas sweater?
July.
Yeah, probably, honestly, yeah.
But just let me know if you need sleeves.
Like, I would love to do like an Afghan war rug with like the grenades and like AKs and shit like on a Christmas sweater. I feel like that would be perfect. I wrote that idea down. If any of you take it, I will personally come to your house.
He'll do it. I've seen it.
Redacted.
We're going to redact it from you.
We're so terrible at this.
This year's Christmas sweater, is that an old one?
Yeah, what one is that?
Yeah, it's sold out. You can't have one. Sold them out.
I have one from like 2 years ago.
I do. You bought it?
Yeah.
Dude, respect.
I have bought more Bunker merch than I'm proud to admit.
Well, whenever you have merch that's cool, I'll buy it.
Oh, man. I'm going to have to take an Uber home.
No, you won't. I mean, I'll get it for free.
I made more on Bunker this year than I thought I did.
You did?
Yeah. So
good job.
My computer crashed like 2 months ago.
You didn't get a new one?
This makes sense. Okay. Just follow me on this.
They sell new computers. You need a computer.
Brandon, I love this. Follow me on this.
Fuck, yeah. Guys, my Google's gone. I had to use a new one.
I didn't have my portal for Bunker.
Okay.
I didn't have my logins or anything. So like just recently I text one of your guys who works there, works with me. And I just got it yesterday. I got it back online. I'm like, oh damn. I looked at like what I made for the year. I'm like, okay, we're doing all right.
Yeah.
Not doing bad.
Good.
Yeah. Bunker.
People sleep on merch.
Merch is great.
Nope.
Did you guys fucking crushing it? We look at ours, I'm like, that's stupid.
Unsub's doing good. I haven't looked. Yeah, heck yeah. Good job. So, hey,
you can blur this out.
Blur the words. Blur those words out.
Hey, fuck. Leave the audio, but can you just blur our cameras?
No. Blur his mouth and words.
I don't want to see blur, what Brandon's about
blur
to
blur the
say.
Words.
Just blur our faces are blurry, but our words
I'm gonna say it perfectly.
I'm imagining the cuts are like Always Sunny in Philadelphia. I'm gonna say the N-word.
Dude, you got your fucking cut-ups right now. We got drunk Matt. Matt, do you want another shot? It's on you right now.
You don't have you
$500. I'd take a shot. Yeah.
Let's do it.
No, let's I'm not. I can actually drive home right now.
No, how much? How much?
I would only do it for $500 a shot, but I'd rather just 500 drive home.
Done.
No,
I.
Batty, shut the fuck up.
I like to drive home. I could drive right now,
Brandon.
And if I drink another shot, I can't. See you, Batty.
Putting it down.
Put Brandon, it down.
Brandon. So we got one. Batty.
No.
Batty, do a halfie.
I just cracked the white claw.
Batty, do a halfie. Batty, now do a halfie in spite of him. Because
I will spider monkey my ass over this table and whoop you.
He has to do a halfie if you do one. Batty. So help me God, Santa Claus, you fucking gender fuck.
All right, let's go.
Let's fucking go.
They're going to gay wrestle. We're going to do halfies?
We're not going to do halfies.
You said halfie. You threw off your shirt.
The full one.
No, you
shit.
Did halfy gay
stuff. I
didn't
say I wanted to Oh, whatever.
You did. You literally asked for the bottle.
No, I told him not to put it away.
We're going to do happy gay
Just
shots.
In case I change my mind.
How have I been here for 4 hours? 5 hours?
Yeah, that's what I ask every fucking time I show up here.
Podcast. Yeah, an hour. No problem.
It's never an hour.
Then I'll go home and get some real work done.
We've been recording
when have you ever showed up for just an hour?
Never, but I always think it's just an hour.
2.5 hours straight so far. Just recording, not including the fucking 2 hours of lunch we did before.
Yeah, we did lunch a lot forever. Of talking.
I will say they were very slow on the food.
Those are halfies. Those are halfies.
It was good food.
It's almost like nobody shows up to an Irish pub at
those are halfies. Batty, grab your fucking happy.
All right.
I'm mad.
Dude, this is Christmas. Everyone wins.
Nobody likes Christmas.
Now
fuck you if you like Christmas.
I love Christmas.
Shut up.
Feliz Navidad. We have Batty showing up tomorrow delivering your Raptor.
He doesn't have a raptor.
I own a raptor, but I'll take a raptor.
You don't have a raptor?
You get Batty's raptor tomorrow.
I thought you did.
I did 2 years ago.
I thought you were part of Raptor Gang.
When are you getting a new raptor?
I was the original raptor
gang. You signed up for the new raptor.
Yeah, I'm actually in line for a Bronco Raptor and a Raptor R.
So, okay. On
what
that,
is a Bronco Raptor?
That's it. I have a real... Is the Bronco Raptor actually happening?
Yeah, I actually supposed to get it in January.
Oh my God. I could talk about cars with Matt. Right now.
So the Raptor R is not actually happening. Who knows when those come out?
The supercharged 700 horse, yes. Whatever. They push that back again.
They push it back over and over. The Bronco Raptors are actually allocated, and like I have one supposed to be coming in January, I think.
I'm not gonna lie, like the Raptor I already have is already fucking allergic to the road.
Yeah.
Like the horsepower behind that, if you put it in sport mode, dude, I was fishtailing all
they
over
just
the guys.
They want to beat the TRX. They just want to be better than TRX. And yeah. So
I love my Raptor.
Yeah. It's
to
like,
be fair, Dodge was trolling them perfectly.
Yes, that was good. That was a good call.
Excellent.
So yeah, I don't know.
I just want the Cybertruck.
Cybertruck's gonna.
I've had one pre-ordered for like a year and a half.
Have you really?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, they announced
that
serious freaking 2 years ago.
I don't know.
I've had.
I'm not a YouTuber.
I've had a grand down on one for like a year
bucks.
And a half.
A grand? I thought they were $200.
I thought it was a grand. I thought it was at least.
Wait, I can put one down for a grand.
You got screwed.
I don't remember. It was through the Tesla website. Whatever.
Yeah.
It's cheap now.
I've heard a lot of people saying like, "Oh, they're never gonna fucking happen," or "They're happening in 3 months." And I'm like, I feel like the truth is somewhere in the middle. But either way,
is.
I want to wrap one like a warthog and turn it into a technical with a fucking Dishka. Like
fucking.
Whoa, Eli! Jesus fucking Christ! What are you doing there, brother?
He high-fived me.
Oh, put it. That was like that. There
yeah.
You go.
There. That,
get
that's.
Up. Get it up.
Why is he interrupting it? It's way more awkward. Okay, go again.
Stop it.
No, get up.
Brandon,
the snow
go.
In Stalingrad was this high.
Mexicans Mexicans can do
I
it.
I get it. It's my name weird. Is Kyle, but I'm
Stop
right
Stop interrupting
here.
It, man.
Jesus fucking
so good. So the Tarkov wipe's happening soon.
Yeah, so, well... By the time this comes out, this will be Christmas Day. So
the wipe should have just happened.
Oh, I didn't know it was that soon.
So we're talking this, about, I can say, I'm going to say it. I don't give a fuck.
We're talking about this on the 13th.
Do right you now, guys so. High five? You're white. I love you guys are fine. You're like, oh, we're gonna fuck this up as much as possible. Go on
so
about
this is actually video games, Apple.
Weird.
I know. It's crazy. The Tarkov wipe's
video game
about to
podcast,
happen.
Video game, PlayStation, Xbox.
Come.
One more.
Give me one more.
Nintendo.
Thank you. Perfect. Now that we're number one on Apple's charts again, the Tarkov wipe is about to happen. And I can say for sure it's happening before the 29th or 28th.
Okay. Oh, good. Interesting.
I know you don't give a fuck. Drewski gives a fuck, though. And he's important.
I thought it was happening on the 30th. So, like, nope. The fact that it's happening earlier is I might have to come home a day early.
Yeah, no. So, they're doing drops again on Twitch, which is a really big deal. It's when people get free gear.
Sweet.
You should literally just, Matt, just stream
love you
twice.
Fucking you don't give
between
a fuck.
The 29th and the 7th.
Oh, I'm definitely going to.
Play Tarkov.
Yeah.
So the last time
you'll have 70,000 to 300,000 concurrent
Please
viewers.
Steal the everyone last time from Tarkov and make it you are the
300,000 concurrent
you will
viewers.
Steal that. That's like, to be Seriously, real, you that's you number will one will on the entire kill. Platform.
Really? Twitch. Just playing Tarkov,
you will kill.
Oh, if you stole just, that position, let me know. Give a fuck.
Just let me know. I'll tell BSG you want to play Tarkov for a day.
Hold up. Who's BSG?
Battlestate Games.
They made the game.
Yeah, tell them.
Nikita.
You will steal every view on the entire platform.
We will die from that. Holy shit. Because he don't give a fuck about the game.
No, I totally care.
But the wipe's happening probably just before Christmas.
So the last time that Tarkov wiped, I was not single, so I couldn't dedicate like 72 hours straight.
You need 72 hours straight. Absolutely.
I will do that this time around. Like, I'm excited for that.
Me too.
Do you want to come over to my house and just stream?
Do you want to stream together the entire time?
We can.
I have 16 PCs in my house right now.
I'll come over to your place then.
I legitimately have 4 PCs set up in my streamer right now.
I'm stoked.
You want to stand up in 69, Matt?
Who's upside down? Which one's upside down?
You are. I'm holding you. Well, so it's real.
I mean, Batty's already got a body pillow of you, so like it's not that hard.
Bring it out.
Dude, when you're like, yeah, you just have this, I was like, it's in my truck already. Do I have the only official Demo Ranch body pillow?
Yeah, you might have the only. I don't know if it's only
it's
official.
It's not the only only.
I'm going to start one now.
I promise you.
Demo
Matt,
with
not,
anime eyes.
It's not big. The only, but like I think I'm the only one that you physically touched.
And I've touched it a lot.
Yeah, a lot.
This is why Christmas episode is going to be so
Merry
much better.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Glad you're going to Demo Ranch.
Why are you guys watching this instead of hanging out with your families?
Come.
It's not come. It's not come.
Thank you for watching. I'm subscribed for the second time.
Wait, is this the end?
This is the end right now.
Is it the end?
Oh, fuck! What?
Thank you for watching and subscribe. We'll see you next time. Fuck you.
The cops. What
happened?
We'll see you next time.
Love you.